So let's stay with the idea from last week of three qualities and all the derivatives that are in each moment for us that are born of the luminous natural state, the natural quality of awareness itself. And therefore, of awareness and compassion as a inseparable. We have to use two words, but it's what we're trying to describe is not two. And that's awareness, compassion. The first word was lightness. Lightness of being, lightheartedness. And so with that comes all joy, fun, humor, and so forth. You know, warmth, compassion itself, empathy, right? Light heart, right? And lightness of being. Then we had clarity and everything that goes with that. Right now, if your eyes are open, even if you don't have your glasses on, right? You're seeing that things are clear and the chair is distinct. It is clearly distinct from the wall or the pet or the whatever else is in the room. So clarity. An unmistaken quality is that, right? We know sky is sky and we know ground is ground. I mean, it's very clear. And then there's vibrancy, lucidity, vitality, vibration, everything that goes with vibrancy. We could have our eyes closed, and all of us, it's a sentient thing to be able to pick up on vibration. You know, some people have honed that skill more, and then it becomes extrasensory perception and things like that. But everybody, all sent that goes with sentiency. To be sensate is to, in some way, perceive vibration and the various vibrations, and how vivid then. Life is. Life is vivid because of vibration and because of our natural capacity to perceive that and to interact with that. Each of these unto themselves is very simple. Again, go back to the word unmistaken. When we're in lightness of heart, lightness of being, it's very, that's unmistaken. And when we're not, yeah, that's unmistaken too. It's funny as my body, because of MS, so. You know, that's its own self-fulfilling prophecy about how that's gonna just get more difficult. And, you know, difficult is a word. Put on it whatever I want to put on it. But I sing a lot more. You know, when things are difficult, it's just, you know, break into some song that, you know, makes me laugh about the whole thing and changes it from self-cherishing, really, because that's what it's about. That's what difficulty is about usually. Into just silliness and fun. So we know when we're in lightness of heart, lightness of being, and we know when we're not, when we're in some other kind of mood. And we know when things are clear. Very simple. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. This is luminous. You know, when it's night, it's night. When it's day, it's day. Luminous. Now that can all sound like oppositional, right? When you're in lightness of heart, you are, and when you're not in lightness of heart, you're not. So that can sound like it's about that, about opposition, duality. It's a way to highlight and get to experience more deeply any of these three ways, the natural self-illumining, luminous. The natural self-illumining capacity of awareness itself. Awareness is never not clear. Awareness is never not lightness of being, lightness of heart. Awareness itself is vivid and vibrant and lucid. And will always perceive the subtle as well, vibration, the subtle as well as the very coarse and very obvious. It's all very simple. The complexity is completely self-made, human-made, or sentient being-made. Animals complexify too. And whether that's a single human being, and whatever story goes with it, stories are fabricated. I'm not judging it. We're just trying to be, how do we free ourselves? By analyzing. So that's what is being offered right now, some analysis. And anyone can do this. We can do it at any moment. And that analysis is always going to be clarifying. Ah, clarity is always going to be clarifying. It might not be the ultimate reality, but that doesn't matter. We're all inchworms here. Baby steps so that our path is sure-footed. Baby steps. We smile. Because once again, it's all so simple. It's so straightforward. Then it's in our hands. Then it's about application to whatever extent we want to and don't want to. But we can't blame anything else. We can't blame anything, and we can't even blame ourselves because that's just silly. And it actually is self-cherishing. So again, there's clarity. There's simplicity. We smile with it, lightness of heart. We smile with it. Wow, yeah. How amazing. And that's why all kinds of beings have said similar statements, but I'll use the one by the Buddha. You are master of yourself. Who else could be? The Tao Te Ching has similar statements. Several actually that speak about the obviousness of how we do have the capacity to be the master of our own lives, the master of our minds, the master of our moments. And the great joy, lightness of heart, lightness of being, the great joy, the great ease. The deep comfort, and of course, the integrity and the genuineness of when that is how we are conducting ourselves in a moment. We smile, we breathe. And in this moment, Let whatever of the three roll around in your mind in a contemplative way. Consider, contemplate any of those three for a few minutes. And let your contemplation and how it's quieting your mind and expanding your mind naturally undulate into meditation. We take a long, so deep breath with all existence. And with gratitude for this breath, and that it is derived, born of all existence. Ooh. Leave you with a piece of a Tao Te Ching verse. Most of the verse is describing the Tao in all its sublime and profound and common everyday in this moment qualities. And it completes, the verse completes with, how do I know this? I look inside myself. Love you all. Create your day.